He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live and 133 1/3% in living color from our Prescott, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We're on show number 570. Pretty cool show for you today, at least I think so. I have a gadget that I'm going to show you. I just got it about an hour ago. I have one or two other models of this particular gadget, and you're going to find this pretty interesting. So we'll take a peek at that in a minute. And then, of course, I have some cool websites for you. I got some great responses last week from the cool websites that I showed. So instead of doing apps this week, we'll take a break. And I have several more interesting and cool websites that I think you'll find very fascinating. So let us begin, without further ado, our gadget of the day, actually, is let me click a button here. Here we go. It is the Samsung portable SSD, that solid state drive SSD, T7 USB 3.2 terabyte hard drive, and this is what it looks like. And it comes in schnazzy colors, you know, your red, your blue, yada da da do. And it's also nice that this particular device comes in a 2 terabyte configuration, 1 terabyte, and 500 gigs. I actually got the 2 gig terabyte. Let's try it again. Not 2 gig terabyte. The 2 terabyte drive. This is called the T7 model, and there's several models of these. I'm curious to see what this one looks like, but here we go. This is the box that it comes in. I love these things for a variety of reasons. Let's open this up here. I happen to have my portable switchblade here, which is a weapon at all times. You need this. And we're going to cut this open, and I am going to close this up because, trust me, if there's a way I can cut myself, I will find it. Okay, so we are going to open this up. First time caller here, so here we go. Very nice colorful blue package, nothing else in there. And here is the box itself. It says Samsung on it. I guess that's not right, huh? Here we go. Samsung. Okay, so we're going to open this puppy up here. And they have a little flip open box. Aha, this is what I was hoping for. And there's the hard drive. I'm going to pop that out. We'll take a close-up of that in a second. And then underneath here, I'm going to have some other stuff, okay, which is probably going to be two sets of wires, if I am not mistaken. So, of course, they have that hidden in another compartment, which I will slide out. Okay, here we go to the good stuff. And let's see how they have this sealed. Okay, nothing special. And as I suspected, there's two cables here. And we also have a handy-dandy instruction book, which I think you're going to want. Now, why am I getting two sets of cords here? One is the standard USB to C, and we pretty much know what that looks like. There's the standard USB 3. You'll notice it's blue, which means USB 3 or 3.2, whatever. And here's your standard C adapter right there. Okay, that's that cord. And then the other cord that we get, which is one of the reasons I bought this drive, is this does not have the USB-C standard on it. This has two USB-C connectors, as you can see right there, two of them. Why? Well, we're going to talk about that. If we take a look at this drive, it has a lot of cool things. First of all, it has ridges on it, as you can see. Obviously, I got the blue one. The ridges act as a heat dissipator, if you will, like a heat sink. So if this drive should heat up, and I don't expect a lot of heat from this because this is a solid state drive, SSD solid state drive. There's no moving parts on this, which means it's going to be less likely to break because there's nothing that's spinning around like on your traditional hard drives that are in your computers or wherever else you have them. So that's one thing. The other thing that's nice about this is it's quasi waterproof and dustproof, and you can drive a truck over this, and I have done something similar to that and it still works. So this is where I keep important video files. Now you're saying video files. Yeah, not only can I keep video and audio and pictures and documents on this, but this drive is so fast because it is Thunderbolt accessible. You see it has a C mount right there. So I am going to take this cord, okay, and plug it in. I only have one choice, which is C. And now, if I were to use the other cable, I'd go into standard USB. Now I'm going to go into my Thunderbolt, which is a C connector, on my laptop. Most of your new laptops, if not all of them, including Mac PCs, have a Thunderbolt connection. And the Thunderbolt's going to do a lot of things. Let's take a close-up look at the specs here, and you'll see what I'm talking about. So the ability of this to read things quickly is so important. It reads 1,050 millibits per second, and it will write up to 1,000 millibits per second. This is a USB 3.2. As I mentioned, it's shock resistant, and you have thermal control because we talked about those ridges in this. Now, this is right on the Samsung website. You're going to get free returns, free shipping on most items, and here you go. So it goes through, you know, why the SSD, this is called the T7 type. It delivers fast speeds with easy, reliable data storage for transferring large files. This is why I like this drive, because it's very fast. It's very, very small. It's very light. It fits into my pocket. And what's really cool is, if you notice, I wish we can get rid of this thing. Can we drop this down? There we go. You'll notice here it's up to 9.5 times faster than your external, your typical old type of drive. So that's almost 10 times faster. That's really cool, and that's why I bought this drive. Unlike HDDs, the portable SSD T7 has no moving parts. We mentioned that. So it's more resistant to shock. Plus, its solid aluminum unibody construction adds further protection, keeping your data safe with falls up to 6 feet. It is confidently backed by a 3-year warranty. So this has everything that I could possibly need. The thing that's interesting is they show you that the surface is all smooth on these, and clearly we saw the ridges in it. So very, very nice. It does come with some software on there, which nothing special. Give you some backup capability and things of that nature. But this is a really, really nice drive. Now, if you look on the website, you will see that you can buy this for $209, 2 terabytes. You can buy the 1 terabyte for $109. But, you know me, and I always try to get the cheapest price. So it's the 2 terabyte, which is what I have here, is $210. I know I can get it cheaper on Amazon, so let's take a look on Amazon, and Amazon is right here. And lo and behold, what do we see? What? The drive is now $219. Oh my God. So, believe it or not, folks, Amazon does not always have the cheapest price. It is cheaper to buy it from Samsung, and that's what I recommend you do. However, I might point out that this gets 4.5 stars. That's pretty good. And it really sells for $289 on sale, of course, at Amazon for $219. But I would much prefer to only spend $210. So, you know, there you go. Amazon is not always the cheapest. Now, the beauty, again, of this drive is, again, the thermal ridges in here. It's easy to grip. It kind of has like a plasticky feel to it. Again, it's nice to grip. over aluminum. So it's an aluminum chassis with a plastic coat that's very heavy duty. And it's just a wonderful drive. And I am actually editing videos using this drive. I record to this drive. In fact, the Gadget Professor show, I don't know if I can lift this up high enough, but there you go. This is what's recording the show right now. This is a older T7. This is only 1 terabyte, but I needed more space, so now I have a 2 terabyte, and I will actually record, edit, and upload, and I also can stream off this if I want to using other software. So just a tremendously built hard drive, very fast. It won't overheat on you. You can drop it. You can even hit some water on it. I've never had one fail. I've had these maybe 2 years, maybe a little bit more. I can't remember, but there's no question about it. You're going to pay a little bit more for this drive. Last week at Costco, they had a 5 terabyte Seagate drive, not a solid state drive, for $89. 5 terabytes, right? 5 terabytes. I don't know if I said gigabytes. 5 terabytes for $89. That's a phenomenal drive. This particular drive was $210, okay, for 2 terabytes. So, you know, I'll get the argument that why should I pay $200 for a drive like that when I can get, instead of 2 terabytes, I can get 5 for $89, less than half the price. Well, they're two different animals for two different purposes. The other drives, the HHD drives, they can't take a beating. They can't be dropped in water. You can't drop them. They have moving parts. They're susceptible to breaking down much more frequently. And believe me, they do, which is why I have switched, for the most part, to solid state drives. If you have a server that you're serving up data or even movies on to friends, your best bet, if you want to do it fast and not have to wait for it to rasterize and transfer, these transfer very fast. So again, there are some significant advantages to solid state drives. And you know what? The price is going to come down. I don't know when, but the prices on these things will come down, although everything today seems to be going up. So, I don't know what we can do about that. All right, let's get into the wonderful websites of the day. These are some crazy sites, and this next one's a killer. So I'm going to set this up. Let me click a button here. Okay, I'm ready. And let's take a quick peek at this. So I don't know if you know this dude or not, okay? And we're going to click this again. And I don't know if you know her or if you know him. The crazy thing about this is none of these people exist at all. These are all imaged by the generative advertorial adverse, I can't even speak today. The generative adversarial network. It's called GAN, G-A-N. And this was created in December of 2019. And they create anything through artificial intelligence. Now, clearly, it looks real, real, real. And I'll show you the website. It's This Person Does Not Exist. ThisPersonDoesNotExist.com, right? We'll go back and we'll look at a couple more. All you've got to do is just click on the refresh bar, and it will generate a new image. And, talk about stolen identity or something that looks really real. And once they do this photograph, they can alter it to smile, to talk, give it a voice, the whole bit. And as you can see, these are high resolution, and you can just click on this all day, all night long. And none of these people exist. It's basically virtual reality, and it's pretty scary. You know, people are fooled on the internet. Could you imagine, taking one of these people and making them talk, which is very simple to do these days with just over-the-counter animation software, and you think you're talking to a real person. You're not. And again, you know, the voices today, you can make a man, a woman, a robot, high-pitched, low-pitched, whatever, and you can save that contour of that voice, that waveform, and apply that to that particular person anytime you want. So that stuff is out there. It's pretty crazy stuff. So take a peek at that website. You may enjoy it, you may not. All right, our next website is one of those things that just happens to be out there, and it's kind of fun to play with. This is called A Soft Murmur, asoftmurmur.com, and this gives you ambient sounds to wash away your distractions, which the gadget professor desperately needs. But you have all kinds of sound effects here. You know, you have rain, you have thunder, you have pretty much anything that you want. Waves, wind, fire, white noise, all kinds of stuff. And you have crickets. Everybody likes crickets. So that's that website. And you know, you're doing some work, and I'm a big fan of background music or quiet background noises, white noise, whatever, and it does work. Now, this next site, I got a soft spot in my head. I got a soft spot for a lot of things. But I like puppies. Puppies are the coolest thing. They're all cute and everything. So there's this site called openpuppies.com. And I thought it'd be fun to just take a quick peek at the site. So here it is. All you do is hit the space bar. And it shows you a different video of a cute puppy. So this is a lot of fun, and these dogs are absolutely adorable. And if you show this to your kids, I'm telling you, they're gonna want one. So what you do, you show them this website, and you'll never see the same one, the same puppy twice. Yeah. So here you go. You can have a virtual puppy. Your kids will be entertained. It's look at that little dog. I want that dog. I want that dog. It's so cool. Yeah. So it's one of those websites where if you can't have a pet, you can at least watch them on a website, openpuppies.com. Yeah, I've had all kinds of pets. I had a dog when I was a little kid, and I used to live in Scranton, Pennsylvania. That dog was a lot of fun. My father had a friend who owned a farm, and he gave us this dog. Name was Rex. Rex lasted 2 weeks. He had a growth spurt, and my mother didn't like that. Thing was huge, so that didn't last long. But I've had cats, always had cats, and I've had parakeets. Love those things. And right now, the pets I've had the longest are tropical fish. I love tropical fish because when I go away, which is frequent, I got an automatic fish feeder. And it lasts for like 30 days. So it rotates twice or four times a day automatically and feeds the fish. Kind of neat. Not a lot of maintenance with that either. So, all right, let's take a look at our next website here, folks. Here we go. This is called This Is Why I'm Broke. What a wonderful website. This is why I'm broke. You get the gist of things. This is going to show you every day, every hour, all kinds of crazy things that you didn't know you wanted or needed, and you're going to spend a ton of money here, but sometimes you'll get things at bargain prices. But if you have absolutely nothing to do and you want to see what's out there, different types of insane gadgets, this is definitely the website to go to. thisiswhyimbroke.com. And you know, as I was looking through this website, unfortunately, I did see something that I kind of liked. You know, I have a big soft spot again in my brain for lights. I don't know why. But anyway, I saw this. Transform any room in your home on command by installing these amazing color-changing light panels. The base can serve as a hub for 1,000 touch-sensitive panels whose colors can be changed with a simple tap, showing for endless color scenes. $149. So I decided to check it out. A whole wall for $149? Not really. You get 10 panels here. You know, you got to buy a lot of them to like do a wall, right? Right? So it's not that much, I guess, if you want to do a whole wall with that. But I thought it was kind of neat. And, you know, the other thing that was kind of neat is I saw those things at Costco for, I think it was $119, and I didn't get up close because I was in a rush, but I said, hey, those panels are kind of cool. But if you had to do a whole wall, Yeah, you can figure it out. 10 pen probably cost you close to $800-900, maybe more, maybe less, depends on the size of your wall. So you know, check that out. And you know, maybe you like lights too. All right, let's take a look at another fabulous, just fabulous website. All right, here we go. This is called ZergNet, ZergNet. This is going to give you all kinds of crazy articles that you normally wouldn't find, and it's out-of-the-way facts that you'll find interesting, and it's kind of cool. These are America's oldest operating restaurants. What you probably didn't know about the Brady Bunch, the most popular fast food chain. All kinds of crazy stuff here. Interesting articles, and you know, if you are perhaps in the bathroom and need some reading material, this may be it. This may be the site that you've been looking for. And it goes on forever, and just all kinds of truly insane articles. And I thought, you know, there may be some people out there who actually like it. I don't know. All right, let's go to the next. Let's check out the next website. All right, this is called Adi, and this is very similar to the site that we just saw, but all these things are weird and factual, and you just never know what you're going to find there. And this site is a little bit more interesting in terms of the breadth of articles, and also the all kinds of crazy things on here. So you know, check that out. You might like it. And then the last site that I have, I may have mentioned this while ago, but I just started using this, and it's pretty good. It's called Just Watch. So if you don't know what to watch on TV or what's streaming, you can search for movies or TV shows. You can go here and click on this to what's popular, and it shows you all the things that are popular over pretty much every network that's out there. By the way, I did see Elvis, and it was a phenomenal movie. Very accurate, as I recall him, and a fun movie to watch and extremely well done. And Tom Hanks is in it. Really, really good movie. Also, if you want to see what's new because you're tired of watching everything or you've already seen everything, you go to new, and this will show you essentially what's new and where it is available, streaming or on Hulu or whatever it may be. So that is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. I hope you enjoyed the show. As I'm talking to you, I do hear pelting rain out there, so I have the windows open behind me, so I'm probably going to shut the windows, and then I'm going to hook this little puppy up and do some editing. So thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see everybody next week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.